We see kids playing all the time on the weekends on this lawn. None of them go here. They are bused somewhere else.
Jacobs, a former city school board member, stood outside North Park Academy in North Buffalo. He says it's time for neighborhood and community-based schools. Jacobs is calling for the North Park Academy to be a demonstration project. Of the more than 280 students who attend that school, only 4 walk. The rest take a bus.
We also see study after study that show when children are able to walk to school, when they're able to ride their bikes to school, they arrive in the classroom more alert and more ready to learn.
Some students spend up to 2 hours a day on a school bus. In the city of Buffalo, more than 20,000 are bused each day. That costs over $50 million. Jacob says too much money is wasted on transportation.
85% of that is paid for by the state of New York. Right now, there's really not an incentive in terms of if the Buffalo School District decreased the busing, all that savings of that 85% would go to the state. What I'm saying is I'd like to tweak that legislation to say, if you do decrease the busing in terms of a neighborhood school effort, there will be a sharing for a period of time.
Back in 1972, a busing policy was designed to desegregate the city's public schools. But now reports indicate schools are just as segregated as they were in the 70s. Jacob says he believes it's time to stop an ineffective policy.
I think that a busing-based effort to do that really did not succeed long-term. I think it needs to happen at the neighborhood level. I think that high-quality schools will draw people to live in an area and draw diversity into an area.
Meanwhile, the district has been working to transform more than a dozen city schools into community schools. This would provide a number of after-school opportunities and services for students and their families. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.